The grace of Jesus runs deep. He died for us to set us free. We were lost, but Jesus has brought us home. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am Deacon Bob, and on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we welcome you to St. Cyril. We are a house of God, and we will serve him all our days. If you are a visitor with us this morning, please know that you are always welcome here. What a fantastic gospel reading we have this morning with the story of the prodigal son. It is certainly one of the better known gospel stories. There is power to this scripture. It's a story of turning away from God and going headlong into life without him. Then it becomes a story of repentance and turning back to God with the understanding that life without God is empty and meaningless. It also covers the judgmental response of the believer who reacts strongly and negatively to the unbeliever coming back. And ultimately, it's a story of God's love and forgiveness and the rejoicing in heaven when that was lost is now found. So again, it's fantastic how scripture such as this is timeless and it is relevant today. For I suspect most of us here at one time or another in our lives can see images of ourselves in either the younger or the older son in this story. And that's another reason we should all be reading the Bible on a regular basis, because it does speak to us directly. But as good as this story is, I want to retreat back to the second reading today, the New Testament reading from the 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'm going to start by asking a question. Who are the role models in your day-to-day life? Be honest with yourself. Now, how many of us answered that question immediately in our heads that the role model in my day-to-day life is Jesus Christ? You know, regardless of your answer, whether you came up with that or something else, I ask it because it's important to our faith to recognize Jesus is our ultimate role model. But it's also just as important to understand that Jesus wants each and every one of us to be role models for him. Amen?
Amen.
You know, in that second reading today, Paul shows how he fully understands what a gift Jesus truly is. He understands the human condition is such that by ourselves, we cannot break away the chains of sin. Rather, we can only be set free from such bondage and made whole again by the grace of reconciliation offered through the cross and the blood of Jesus. Paul then goes on to make a statement regarding one of the things we are to do with such grace. Listen again to verse 20 of this reading. We are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We are ambassadors for Christ, as if God is appealing through us. You know, the Word of God, Scripture, it's telling us we are to influence others so that they too may come to understand the life-saving grace received by following Jesus Christ. You know, we, the very body of Christ, right here sitting in this church today, we are entrusted to take God's message and convey that out to the world. We, the body, need to be that role model for Christ in the world, for the world by itself is not going to be. As a matter of fact, the influences, the trends of general society, and what is deemed as important, as shown by current role models held high regard in culture, tends to run counter to the very teachings of Jesus. Now, certainly I can give several examples of influences and role models our society deemed more important than being a role model for Christ. But I'm just only going to touch on one brief, large, overall example. Presently, what gets more emphasis in our society today? Self-absorption or sacrifice? The answer is obvious, just in the powerful, self-promoting effects of social media. narcissism, self-importance is rampant. I recently read a result asking people to rank the number of items most important to them. The top two answers were becoming rich and becoming famous. One of the items to select was to become more spiritual. Guess where that came in on the survey? If you guessed dead last, you are correct. Unfortunately for the world, self-absorption, that's a diet of empty calories. It cannot and it will not ever sustain life. Amen?
Amen.
You know, and there are, however, unfortunately, plenty of celebrity role models representing that inflated self-importance. The world allows this, and I would say the world encourages these types of role models. So I will ask, does the world also lift up role models for Jesus to a place of equal importance? Well, let's see. Society says you can be a role model for Christ, but not in a public school. You can speak for Christ, but watch where you pray. For praying anywhere off of church property in public is frowned upon. You also need to be careful in December as to where you put your nativity scene. And you best say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, because we don't want to risk offending anyone with that Christ reference. You can also speak out for Christ against immoralities such as porn and abortions. But when you do, often you will be labeled a religious extremist. And at times anymore, you may be forcibly told to keep those opinions to yourself or possibly suffer some consequences. Look no further than how Chick-fil-A chain restaurant has been recently banned from opening in the San Antonio, Texas, and the Buffalo, New York airports. A New York lawmaker who was part of that banning of the restaurant in Buffalo said, "We need to stop corporations that spread hate and discrimination." Why this kind of rage at a fast food chicken place? Simply because that restaurant's owned by a Christian family. And that Christian family has stated they believe in the sanctity of marriage. That simple statement of faith is now considered justification for punishment. So evangelizing the world for Jesus is never going to come from society in general. Amen?
Amen.
But then again, God has directed us in the second reading today. We, the faithful, are to be His ambassadors. We are tasked with evangelizing and offering Christ out to the world. So then we must focus on ourselves, but not in that self-absorbed way. And with that self-focus comes another hard question. If someone were to watch our daily lives, would they conclude we are ambassadors for Christ? Or when they are watching our daily lives, would they conclude that we are Christian in name only and that our lives actually reflect something not of Christ? You know, it's a tough question, but it requires a full honesty in how we answer it. For if the answer to that question is not 100% yes, then we must admit some prayer and work is needed. Because like it or not, how we live is seen and judged by others. And sometimes it's innocent, such as a child watching a parent as a role model, as well that child should. On the other hand, it could be a coworker who hears you say you go to church, but your actions don't seem to be very Christ-like. You know, the Son of Man wants us to be a role model, an ambassador for Him, to share our faith with others. So live and speak your faith fully in all situations, in all aspects of life. Let the world hear and see who you are. But don't wait for anyone to praise you for doing so, for that praise is probably not coming. But that's okay. We are called to be His ambassadors and role models. We are called to speak and share for Jesus. We are not called to be comfortable and congratulated. Now, you may be sitting out there this morning thinking, "I don't have anything to share with others about Jesus." That's the devil trying to keep you silent. From 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. Whoever believes in the Son of God has testimony within himself. Whoever believes in the Son of God has testimony. If we believe in Jesus, we can testify to Jesus. You don't have to be ordained clergy. You don't have to be a biblical scholar to do so. Your testimony is the story of how Jesus has made a difference in your life. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, the risen Jesus says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." Notice Jesus says witnesses. He doesn't say theologians. He doesn't say biblical scholars. You know, there is no story like your own, and only you can share it. And frankly, your personal testimony as to how Jesus has made a difference in your life will have more impact on people than any sermon. When you share a story of your life about Jesus with someone, you are building a bridge for that spirit to move to that person. Amen?
Amen.
So think of those moments in life where God has taught you something from failure, or when God brought you through some dark periods. Look at the many ways God has blessed you in your own life. Think of these and be ready to share them with others. Sharing your life stories about Jesus with others is powerful witnessing for Jesus. And if we all do it, we will carry that witnessing to the ends of the earth. So pray and be open to the Holy Spirit to guide you to where your personal Jesus experience and witnessing is needed. And wherever the Spirit takes you, be confident. Know the Spirit will be with you, guiding your words, your actions with the love and grace and peace that is Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters of St. Cyril, our true role model is Jesus. And Jesus came to show us the way through the cross of reconciliation to life everlasting with God. We are His ambassadors to the world. Show the world Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and we will serve Him all of our days. Thank you, St. Cyril. Never be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go, and may He bless you and your family all the days.
Amen.